Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems tonight discusses two interesting halachas as it relates to Kovea Mokum Litfila. What's considered a Mokum Kavua? What's considered your Mokum Kavua? Are there certain situations where, despite the fact that that's the place that you usually sit, that you have some leeway, some room to identify, even by extension, from where that Mokum Kavua usually is and is preferred to be, that can also be likewise called your Mokum Kavua? And what situation would be preferred that it's not considered a Mokum Kavua? So these are the two components, halachas, that we'll discuss here tonight. So the first is, the halacha tells us, the poskim write the following, Mokomokim, that in any event, Kol Toich Dalet Amos, we know that by extension, that okay, this is your spot, this is your seat, this is where you are in shul, this is your place that you're koveya to David. So nonetheless, we say that by extension, there's four cubits, four amos, dalet amos. Dalet amos by way of the circumference around the area for where your spot is. So nechshav l'mokom echod v'kavua. That's considered one spot, one place, and that's your kvias. And so therefore, v'lechein, im is yashiv adam acher b'mkoymai. If, let's just say, somebody else comes and sits in your spot, let's just say a guest or somebody didn't realize somebody was visiting and they came and they sat in your spot. So the din is low, the person does not, it's created by avorze, eliyeshe b'samich limkayim. A person does not need to ask that person to leave. Anyway, it's a shaila in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, whether or not one should ask somebody to leave. Meaning, do we say that asking somebody, even politely, obviously asking somebody rudely is never appropriate, but assuming you were to say something to someone who's a Ben Taira who would understand the concept of Makom Kavua, so is it permissible or is it preferable for one to say something to somebody in a proper way so that person should move to another place? So you should have Makom Kavua, upheld, sustained. So in the case where somebody sits in your spot, so notwithstanding even the fact that that person's a Ben Taira, a person would understand the concept of the dinam of Makom Kavua. So nonetheless, a person does not have to ask that person to leave. Why? Because that's considered, as we said, Dalet Amos is considered Nechshav L'Mokom Echad V'Kavua. That's considered that it's your Mokom Kavua. And so therefore, you don't have to ask that person. Rather, person should sit next to your spot, and that's considered you're not in a different spot. Okay, so that's the point number one, the Dalet Amos Halacha. Number two, though, is also, this is interesting, in what case would one, even though you establish that as your makom kavua, so he says, the poskim write, la'ikva es mekaimo b'ches tfachim hasmuchim v'pesach knisas beis ha'kneses. Person should not set their set spot, that place that is eight tfachim, not arba dalad, dalad, but rather eight tfachim, that's next to, that's immediately in proximity to the Pesach, to the opening of the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses, if, though, he says as a caveat, in Pesach Zef, this opening is, it's Poina Yeshua's L'Rishus HaRabim. It opens up, with a clear opening to the Rishus HaRabim. And the reason why this is problematic, even though theoretically, technically, I guess, it seems as though that person is within the realm of their Makom Kavua, they're in the Beis HaKnesses, but no, if it's within a certain proximity to the Knisa, the Pesach of the Beis HaKnesses, that's Poina L'Rishus HaRabim, that's open to the area, the space of Rishus HaRabim, that's not a place that a person's Kaveh the Makom. Now why? The Poskim write, Kevin Sheyesh Lochush, there's a suspicion, a concern, a worry, she is Stakel HaChutza, that person, because of the proximity to the entrance to the Beis HaKnesses, they're going to gaze outward. They're going to see outside. They're going to look outward into the road. And so therefore, what? What's going to be as a result of that? V'lo yichavin heitev b'tfila. So that person is not going to have enough of the kavana that a person needs to have. And so therefore, we're worried. Now, it's true, it could be argued, what happens if a person sitting by a window, a person sitting by a balcony that overlooks the Rishus HaRabim? So I guess that isn't necessarily as concerning as maybe the Yotzev V'Nichnas, the coming, the going, the in, the out, the actual gazing into the throughfare for which a person could immediately enter into, and that would be distracting. And anything, ultimately, that is something that would distract a person from their kavana in their tefillah, so that obviously is something that's needed to be changed. So here, when the poskim say that you should be koveya a makom for tefillah, so that's okay, that's ideal. But when that makom that is being established is some place that's going to be, by definition, by its institution, a place that yistakel lachutza and velo yichaven heitev b'tefillah, so then that's not a place that one should be able to, or ideally choose to establish as makom kavua. So here we have tonight, A, the Dalet Amos, by extension, how far it goes, and even in a situation where you would have a revach, a good placement, a good set, where you think it would be sufficient because you're in the Beis HaKnesses, if it's Pesach Knesses, Beis HaKnesses, and it's possible for a person most likely to be istakel lechutza and not have kavan and tefillah, so then one does not, koveya, does not establish their place for tefillah in that place. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue with this topic in Mitzvah tomorrow from my home to yours. I wish you a healthy and a wonderful evening.